Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
How to Transform a Life Today, Biblically, by John D. Berry. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Our world is full of problems. It feels overwhelming. But the solutions start right here with each of us. Here are some practical and biblical steps you can take today to transform a life. Speak words of love and peace. Much of the rhetoric today has become filled with anger and hate. The Bible calls us to be peacemakers. If we truly think of ourselves as children of God, those saved by the grace of Jesus, then we should be peacemakers. Rather than lashing out at others with hateful rhetoric or disdain, we should consider how we can show other people the very love of Christ. That can be difficult when we feel ostracized for our faith, but that's the time when such actions are most needed. Just after Jesus' line about peacemakers, he says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." And that comes from Matthew 5:10. If we experience persecution and difficulties truly for the sake of the gospel, then Jesus considers us blessed. We have become like the prophets of old. Our response to pain, difficulties, and persecution should always be love. Jesus even went so far as to tell us to love our enemies, Matthew 5:43-48. We are to love and leave justice in Jesus' hands. Jesus summarizes this nicely when he says to Peter, "Put your sword back in its place, for all who draw the sword will die by the sword." Matthew 26:52. Peace is a masterful plan. It gives us the ability to completely trust God with our future. When we respond out of love, we silence hate. Really live the Bible's message. Far too many people claim belief in the Bible but don't really live its message. The Bible's calling is clear. We are to self-sacrificially love others. It is not enough to claim belief in Jesus without taking action, and the book of James puts it in this way. "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them?" That comes from James 2:14. Jesus explained this idea when he differentiated between authentic and inauthentic believers by their actions on behalf of the stranger, sick and imprisoned, Matthew 5:31-46. For Jesus, anyone who claimed to have experienced his saving grace but did not act on behalf of the outsider, marginalized and helpless, simply did not know him. Take action today to empower others and really live the Bible's message. Make a self-sacrificial choice for the sake of the gospel. Be part of the solution. In my experience, there are many Christians who like to talk about ideas, but when it comes to action, there is silence. Jesus did not tell us to simply speak about the gospel. He told us to take action on behalf of the gospel. In the book of Acts, Jesus frames the message this way. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. Jesus' message necessitates action. The remainder of the book of Acts illustrates this point. Starting from Jerusalem and moving out to the rest of the world, the early church begins to spread the word about Jesus' saving act. When you truly experience Jesus, you can't help but take action. For far too long, we have talked about the need to bring the gospel to unreached people groups, yet there are still 3,000 people groups without a single missionary. In Bihar, India alone, where the organization I lead is working, there are 101 million people who have never heard the name of Jesus. We need solutions to these problems, and that starts with each of us taking action. We need to be willing to give of our time and resources for the sake of Jesus' mission. We should be willing to do so to the point it hurts. At one point, a man said to Jesus, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Luke 9:62. What are you looking back at? What do you need to let go of? How can you take action for the sake of reaching the unreached today?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.